few weeks ago, I received an invitation, and it read, "Enjoy the magic of Christmas at the National Trust." And just a few days ago, I received a card, "Merry Christmas," and inside, "Believe in the magic of Christmas." Well, for many people, Christians and non-Christians, young and old, do find Christmas to be a magical time. And for Christians, Christmas is a magical time, but it's more than that. It's out of this world. Quite rightly so. You see, it began out of this world. And it's a lovely story, isn't it? God so loved that he gave. He sent his son to come into the world, to have a name and an address in Bethlehem. And so love came down at Christmas. And for many of us, Christmas begins at midnight on Christmas Eve, the night before Jesus was born. And like the people today in Bethlehem and around the world, we too wait for that midnight or that Christmas Eve communion, the Eucharist. So at this time around the world, Christmas Eve communion is about to begin. And Christians worldwide are all joined close to you and me through prayers of thanksgiving as we celebrate God's wonderful gift, his Son, to be our Saviour. And gathered together will be monks and models, bankers and nurses, politicians, straight and gay, rich and poor, black and white. These and many more all come to join the shepherds. They come to see the star, to hear the angels, to join the crowd, and yet to be quite alone around the manger. Hark, the herald angels sing, "Christ is born in Bethlehem." Tomorrow, Christmas Day services will be held, and there'll be presents to open. There'll be laughter, and there'll be party hats, and no doubt crackers with their silly jokes. And everyone seems to be happier and maybe a little bit lovelier than they have been for the past 364 days. And it's a time, isn't it, when parenthood seems to be worthwhile. For many, it will be a wonderful time. We're grateful for home, for food, for friendships. Grateful also that the needs of individuals can be met by God through Jesus Christ, and that we can play our part by caring for refugees, the homeless, the lonely, and for all human beings like you and me. But you know, all our caring is a pale reflection of the caring of God, who taught the world what caring really meant, what it cost to come and live and love and die for loving. So as we set out once more down the road of life, we do so with a star to guide us. And when people ask us whether our God cares about the world in which he made his home, you know, despite all we see around, we can simply say, love came down at Christmas. My God, our God, is like that. And we have a reason to go from this place tonight smiling and happy, because we have a message of hope. And we can tell those we meet, those who ask the question, that they are loved by God. But not only by God, they are loved by his people. For love came down at Christmas.